Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. I'm so happy that you are here today and that once again you've come to give me some of your time. I want you to know that I always appreciate it. And I want to talk to you today about wisdom. And wisdom is something that I think we know we have, but we don't always use it and depend upon it. Sometimes we're unsure of ourselves. Sometimes we are used to depending on others to give us the answer. And some of us have gotten quite comfortable in that position. And if so, and that's where you want to stay, that's perfectly fine. But for most of us, we want to learn to depend on ourselves. And that's what this episode is about. It's about wisdom and tapping into our own inner wisdom. And so I'm going to read for you today from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication, and it is on the topic of wisdom. I rely upon divine wisdom. When I embark upon something new and challenging, I quiet my mind as I go within and tap into the power of my inherent wisdom. As I reach beyond my intellectual knowledge and my life experience, I focus on my wisdom to discern the best course of action to take. As new opportunities arise before me, I can use them to lead me to a greater expression of myself. I use my power of wisdom to judge which opportunities will best expand my horizons and help me grow into a fuller expression of myself. With confidence and patience, I relax into the knowledge that my wisdom will lead me to answers, understanding, and clarity about my path forward. And so it is. And so when we listen to those words, we can hear that wisdom is inherent in us. That's what this lesson is teaching. It is inherent in us. It is a part of us. It is a part of our DNA. It is a part of our nature. We are one with all that there is. And we are one with a God that is an all-knowing God. And in our connection with that one, we have answers. We know which way to go. But we get caught up in our day-to-day lives and we start to lack confidence in ourselves. And we start to not believe that we can make the right choices. And so what we do is we call up our friends and we call up our family and we ask our coworkers and we go on the psychic hotline. I mean, we do all kinds of things because we're looking for answers that are already within us. And those answers are placed there through God and our oneness and our connection with God. And so when you ask different people, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? You're going to get different answers, aren't you? Of course you are. Right? Your friend is going to say do A. Your family member is going to say do B. Your neighbor is going to say, oh, you should do C. And so we walk away being more confused than we were when we asked. And that's because we didn't go to the source. And the source is within us. So if you want to know something, you go to the source. Learn to ask yourself. What should I do? You know, one of the ways you can do this is you can keep a journal at the side of your bed at night. And before you go to bed, write down your question of what you want your heart, your soul, the universe to answer for you. Write it down. Write it down. Go to sleep. Let it go. Now, I've just told you the hardest part, which is let it go. Because that's where most of us get trapped up. Because we keep working with the problem, you know? We keep working with it. We keep working with it. And as we continue to work with it, guess what? The answer doesn't come because we're still working with it. When you ask it and don't think about it again. Let it go. Let it go. I heard this wonderful analogy one time, and I'm going to share it with you. And it said that if you go into a restaurant and you order a great meal, and the waitress or waiter is there and they're taking your order, and as soon as they say okay and they turn to leave to put your order in, you go, oh, wait a minute, and they come back and you go, no, I think instead of this steak, I'll have the chicken. And they go, okay, fine. And they write down the new order for the chicken and they turn and they walk away and you go, oh, wait a minute, and they come back again. If we continue to do that to that wait person, will we ever get a meal? Of course not, because they never make it to the kitchen to deliver your order. It's the same concept that happens when we tussle with a problem instead of giving it over to our wisdom, right? When we say, oh, what should I do about my job? I really don't like that job, but I think I should stay, but I really want to go, but I don't know. And when we keep going through that and keep working that and keep worrying and keep stressing and keep asking everyone we meet, the mailman and the person walking their dog that we've never seen, as we continue to stress over that, we will not get the answer. Because just like that wait person can't go to the kitchen, you can't let it go so that wisdom can work it out for you. Let it go. Write it down, let it go, and trust in wisdom to work it out for you. And if the answer may not come to you in the way you expect it to come to you, the answer may come to you in a form that you didn't even expect at all. You could be online reading one of your newspapers online and see something in one little line, and that will, in your soul and spirit, you'll know, wow, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's the answer. That's the direction I should go in. So don't always expect the answer to come to you all neatly wrapped up in a bow and handed to you the way you're looking for it. Be open to the answer coming in the way that the universe chooses to get it to you. So I hope that in talking to you today about wisdom and talking to you about learning to rely on yourself, there's nothing wrong. Please understand this. There's nothing wrong with talking to your family and friends about things. There's nothing wrong. But the end decision, the final decision about you has to come from you. And the only way you will get a feeling of confidence about that final decision is you have to go within and listen to God in you. Okay. And so I hope that this lesson has been powerful for you and something that will carry you forward as you grow. And I do hope also that you will come back and you will listen to more episodes. I certainly enjoy and appreciate you tuning in to me. And as always, I wish you nothing but blessings.